A report on juvenile crime and justice states that much of America's approach to juvenile crime is missing something important: the recognition that adolescents and children are not little adults. While the science accumulates in favor of treating troubled children differently than adults, much of the policy in America is headed in the other direction. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports on the disconnect between research and reality.
The report by the National Academy of Sciences says a majority of young people get into trouble at some point, but only a relative few commit serious crimes. Even so, public policy towards juvenile delinquents has dramatically shifted from the idea of saving the child to punishing. In the last decade, states have made it easier to send children or teens to adult court. Some offenses aren't handled by juvenile courts at all, and many states now order some children to serve time in juvenile and adult facilities. Dr. Kathy Spatz-Whittem was a co-chair of the panel.
There is no evidence that these stiffening laws and these ways of dealing with kids are going to have a positive effect. And there is some evidence to suggest that it will have negative effects on the development of these kids. And all kids get out of prison.
And the few studies there are suggest that it's difficult for juveniles who have served adult time to go back to school and to get jobs. So they are more prone to commit crimes. Violent crime by young people increased significantly in the late 1980s and early 90s, but it's been on the decline ever since. But some policymakers stress that serious juvenile crime has become much more violent. In Michigan, Bill Van Regenmorter heads the State Senate Judiciary Committee and has sponsored several juvenile justice laws. One allows children of any age to be sentenced to life in prison without parole. They're in a juvenile facility until they are 19, and then they head to adult prison. Van Regenmorter says get-tough policies are needed to handle the worst of the worst.
Part of the reason for the reduction in the crime rate, I believe, can be attributed to the fact that there is, if you do the crime, you may well do the time. So there is a deterrent factor to the process that we're in. Not a perfect one, a far from perfect one. But we've had juveniles who've done beheadings and serious torture cases ending in murder. Do we say, well, that may be the case, but on the other hand, the crime rate's going down, so let's just ignore that? I don't think so.
But it's not just extremely violent kids landing in adult prisons. On a given day, nearly one of every 10 incarcerated juveniles ends up in adult jails or prisons. And they're not there just for violent crimes, but for property and drug offenses. So why the disconnect between research and policy? Dr. Joan McCord, who also co-chaired the NAS panel, says there needs to be more good scientific evaluation.
We've gone through a get-tough policy and a treatment policy and a try-something-new policy that has come and gone. And I believe one of the reasons why we don't seem to be making progress is there's so little attention to doing good research that will lead to solid evidence about what kinds of things can work.
Without that type of proof, some experts say good policy can fall prey to what's considered good politics. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.